homescountyef.net starting in January. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply.
Looking to boost your career in 2025? Buckeye Career Center's adult education programs are here to help. We're offering two exciting new courses, Intro to Industrial Robotics and Intro to Basic Machining. These 10-hour courses meet Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. Plus, in February, we're offering beekeeping, advanced photography, forklift training, and automotive brakes. Take the next step today. Call 330-339-2288 to register. Discover your passion and prepare for your future at Buckeye Career Center.
Would you like to take down years of dental neglect? Our office has offered IV sedation dentistry for over 20 years that allows you to have multiple procedures done in one visit. It can be any treatment from multiple fillings, root canals, wisdom tooth removal, crowns, or all of the above. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwalsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best this winter sports season.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobburn from Hobburn's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
And we're talking alongside head coach Mark Schlabel of the Highland Hawks. Mark coming in here tonight, taking on this JFK team. You guys come in 5-0, they're 5-1. High-powered team scores about 72 points a game. This should be a good one tonight.
Yeah, they're very, very good offensively. Their kids compete really hard. We're excited about it. It should be a good game.
So they'll come here, two players. Nick Ryan comes in here averaging almost 27 points a game. Phillips, the point guard, he's almost 20 points a game. A couple high-powered scorers out there. What do you do with them tonight, Mark?
Well, they're both very good players. They score different ways. We got to do a good job making them work. The thing that impresses us the most with both those guys is how efficient they are. They don't shoot a ton of shots for the amount of points they average. They're very, very efficient. So just got to make them work hard. We're going to throw a bunch of different guys at them, try to wear them down. Hopefully by the fourth quarter, we see them missing some shots, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Well, your defensive rotation will definitely be important tonight here, as you've done all year long. I mean, you're bringing 10 guys off the bench. Coach, you don't drop off much when you do that. Your defensive performance this year has been outstanding. How do you feel about this team right now?
I think our kids understand you got to play defense to get on the court. And you're right. I mean, we try to make so that when we sub, we don't lose a whole lot. And it's worked for us so far. But we've got probably our biggest challenge tonight because of how easily JFK gets to the basket, how well they shoot the ball from the outside. Very, very tough challenge for our kids, and should be a good game.
So controlling the tempo tonight should be important for you guys. Scoring 72 points a game, they're going to push it up and down the floor. They're giving up 58 points a game, so you're going to have scoring opportunities tonight.
Yeah, like we tell our kids, this is one of those games where we want to run on them but not with them. We don't want it to be a track meet. We lose track meets, but we want to be opportunistic with our transition offense and really try to do the job in transition defense. Those are big keys for us.
Absolutely. So, Coach, keys to victory tonight for Highland?
We got to take care of the basketball. Transition defense is a big one, and I just think they're really good on the offensive boards. I think we've got to keep their big kids off the offensive boards and limit the easy baskets they get that way.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Mark Schlabel of the Highland Hawks. More to come on the pregame show here on WKLM.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
If you are a small business owner in Holmes County and want to offer yourself and your employees a retirement plan, please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have more than 30 years of experience in helping investors in Holmes County and can help you select the right kind of small business retirement plan to save on taxes and offer an attractive benefit to your employees. Securities are held by LPL Financial, member SIPC.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Welcome back. We are here at the Perry Reese Junior Community Center here for the First Federal Holiday Showcase Classic. Nightcap game coming up here your way next will be Highland versus Warren JFK. In the opening game of night, it was Lakewood defeating Mansfield Christian. We'll give you an approximate score here. It was around 72-37. Lakewood dominated that contest. But coming up here next, Highland and JFK. This should be a good one, folks. JFK comes in here 5-1 on the year out of Division 7. Highland comes in with a record of 5-0 in Division 6 this year for the Highland Hawks. Both teams, again, playing at a high level here. Taking a look back last year for both these teams, of course, Highland ran all the way to the state championship game while they ran into Richmond Heights, where they were defeated by a score of 62-35. Richmond Heights did the number on both these teams last year, as they also would oust JFK in the tournament by a score of 95-61. Troy Fritz here for the broadcast night. I'll be joined by Brady Schlabel. When we come back, we'll get thoughts from Brady and more as we set up this matchup here from the Highland Gymnasium. More come on the pregame show here on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Check out this property located at 5181 Eagle Drive in Berlin. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $420,000. Nestled in the picturesque Hawks Landing neighborhood, this ranch home is in the heart of Amish country. Built in 2017, this residence boasts 3 bedrooms and 2 full bathrooms, first floor laundry, and attached garage. While the full basement, already plumbed for a bathroom, presents an exciting opportunity for customization. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Nolan Mackey at 330-231-0028 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Stop in for the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through New Year's Eve at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have 30 to 40 count cocktail shrimp, $6.98. 16 to 20 count jumbo cooked cocktail shrimp, $7.88. 1 pound snow crab clusters, $13.98. 16 ounce cocktail half shrimp ring, $8.98. 40 ounce cocktail shrimp ring, $19.98. And 10 ounce cocktail shrimp ring, $6.48. Take advantage of these sale prices during the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through December 31st at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry, with solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
MEV Systems, a name that has been around since 1977, and is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEV Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEV Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333, or visit them online at MEVSystems.com. MEV Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrins Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
For sports information anytime, call the WKLM Pomeranian Hospital Sports Line at 674-PLAY. Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeranian Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeranian has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeranian provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeranianHospital.org.
And taking a quick look around the area here at your local teams here on the year. Highland 5-0 on the year. Central Christian is 5-1. Garaway comes in at 5-2. Triway is 4-4. Wayndale 2-6. Danville is 1-3 on the year. While Loudonville 1-6 and West Holmes is 0-6 on the year. In the IVC, of course, Highland leading the South Division with a record of 4-0. Indian Valley is at 3-1. Ridgewood is at 2-2. Claymont comes in at 2-2. Garaway at 1-2. Sandy Valley is at 1-3. And Tuskegee Valley is 0-3 as well on the year. Around the area tonight, a full slate of high school basketball. Aside from this matchup here at the Reese Center, Worcester is at West Holmes. Tuskegee Valley goes to Garaway. Danville's at Newark Catholic. Madison's at Lexington. New Philadelphia at Ashland. Indian Creek is at Claymont. Lace Canton goes to Newcomerstown. Connaughton Valley is at Malvern. Buckeye Trail is at Strasburg. That's on the boys' side. And in a shootout, the shot clock shootout at the Canton Fieldhouse. Tomorrow, Indian Valley, we play Martins Ferry. And Ridgewood is at Riverview. While the River City tournament at Marietta College, Claymont will take on Marysville. We'll step aside for another quick break. Come back and get comments from Brady Schlabel after this on WKLM.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for December is Reuben Pizza.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Welcome back here. Getting ready to get underway from the Reese Center here in this classic here from Dave Schlabel Court. Highland getting ready to take on JFK. I'm Troy Fritz. Bringing in Coach Brady Schlabel here, the Highland girls head coach. Brady, thanks for joining us again tonight here. Taking a break from the girls action. Come catch a little boys basketball. Talk about your girls team here. Off to another good start, Brady. You're on a roll.
Yeah, Troy, looking forward to it. We had a chance to have our Christmas party today, so got the girls feeling loose, got them some Christmas presents, and you know, hopefully that can turn into some good play for us tomorrow.
Do they buy you presents, Brady, or do you buy them presents? How's that work?
Did some both. We got them some stuffed animals and some Starbucks gift cards, so they're good to go.
That's called team building, right, Coach? That's good stuff. Well, over on this side, we got a good one on tap here tonight. We've got Highland JFK here. JFK, a high-flying team, scoring about 72 a game. Highland, great defense. What's going to give here tonight, Brady?
You know, I think it's a good battle of two teams that, you know, Highland comes in one of the top teams in Division 6, Warren JFK one of the top teams in Division 7. So good chance for both these teams to know where they're at. Both teams get up and down the floor, so it'll be good to see Highland's defense against JFK's offense.
Of course, JFK comes in there with Nick Ryan. He's scoring 27 points a game. Phillips is scoring about 18 points a game. Highland's going to have to really watch those two players tonight, Drew.
Yeah, you know, notoriously, Highland's done a really good job shutting down one player, and JFK's got that, but they've also got the tools around it as well, so we'll see what Highland's game plan is.
Absolutely. Well, we are about ready to join courtside here for the public address announcement and the night's national anthem, so we will turn it down to the public address announcer here at Highland for tonight's national anthem and pregame announcements.
First federal holiday showcase, game two of the night, featuring Warren, John F. Kennedy, Fighting Eagles, versus your Holland Hawks. Please represent your school and community in a positive and respectful manner. The officials assigned to this contest have been selected and assigned according to the procedures adopted by the Ohio High School Athletic Association. The officials are Keith Hurst, Kevin Williams, Michael Sheehan. Are you please rise and join in the moving cast for the playing of our national anthem?
And tonight's national anthem brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services. And now it's time for your starting lineups. Those will be brought to you tonight by the Finish Line Auto Body. They're located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car's damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now for your starting lineups, here's Brady Schlabel.
Yeah, Troy, for the Eagles, number three, Henry Phillips, comes in averaging 18 points per game. Number five, Christian Swagger, is a senior. He comes in averaging 8 points a game and four rebounds. Number 10, Preston Garasitano, he's a junior. He comes in averaging 8 points and three rebounds. Number 11, Dom Ryan, he's a 6'2 senior forward for them. He comes in averaging 3 points, three rebounds. And then the 6'3 senior, Nick Ryan, number 14, he's averaging 26 points and 13 rebounds. So they score a lot of points. And then for the Hawks, number 15, Alice Miller, is a 5'11 junior. He's averaging 11 points a game. Number 21, Andrew Weaver, he's a 5'10 senior guard. Number 10, Logan Hirschberger, he's a 5'11 senior guard. As well as Nick Wigton, number 24. He's a 6'3 senior guard. He's averaging 20 points a game for the Hawks. And then at forward, number 13, Sam Wangert. He's a 6-foot senior, averaging 8 points a game.
And, of course, the Island Hawks, coached by Mark Schlabel in his 20th year. JFK is coached by Mr. Mark Comlank. And their starting lineup team brought to you tonight by the Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs, and they'll have your car looking brand new. They'll even pay up to $500 for your insurance deductible. So give Brooks a call today at 330-674-1483. And Highland on the floor here. They'll be in their home whites with the black and red checkers down the side. Black numerals outlined in red. They'll be going left to right on your radio dial. JFK comes in their traveling blue uniforms, red and white trim, white numerals on the jersey. Nick Wigton will step into the center circle here for Highland, the 6'3 senior. And for JFK, they will send Nick Ryan, their 6'3 senior as well. There's a tip toss up. Highland gets the opening tip, and here we go. Alex Miller moving left to right across the timeline. Bounce pass high post to Winger. Winger now passes on the right side to Miller, looking inside, nowhere to go. Left side, deep three by Wigton, buried it right off the bat. Nick Wigton's got a three. Highland up 3-0, opening possession. JFK with the basketball, and this will be Preston Garasitano, guarded by Alex Miller. Garasitano works on the left wing. Guarded tightly by Miller. Good defense on the perimeter by Miller. Double team in the corner, gets out of it. And that's up to Wagner. That's going to go back down to Garasitano on the baseline. Pass up top. This is Phillips. Phillips guarded by Logan Hirschberger. Phillips to the foul line. Picks up his dribble. Hands it off. Nick Ryan. Moves left side. Guarded by Wenger. Baseline. Swings the pass right corner. Shot up by Wagner from the corner. Docked down. There's a three by Wagner. We're all tied up, 3-3. Logan Hershberger for Highland now. Ball in the front court. He'll go right side. This is Miller. Alex Miller on the right wing. He'll bounce pass on the right post. This is Wigton. Shot in the paint, up and in by Wigton. Nice little running one-hander.
Good to see him get going early.
Quick start for him, Brady. 5-3 Highland. Ball goes back over to JFK, and this is Nick Ryan. He'll work across the timeline. Now top of the key, kicks it out left side, Matt Wagner. Wagner swings it right side to Garrisitano. Now baseline with the basketball. That was Phillips. Phillips back up top to Christian Schwager with the ball. He'll go right side to Phillips. Phillips works against Logan Hershberger. Now foul line extended right. You're going to find Wagner cutting baseline up and in. Two players done all the scoring here, five apiece. Coming up on 6 minutes to go, period number one. Alex Miller dribbles on the right side. He'll go baseline. Down the right post, gets it left corner. Nick Wigton, left wing, three ball, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Preston Garrisitano. Garrisitano across the timeline on the right side, guarded by Alex Miller. Garrisitano picks up his dribble, now finds Nick Ryan down the right corner. He'll be picked up there by Wenger. Moved to the baseline, shot up, no good. He got his own offensive rebound as Nick Ryan put it back up and in. His first two. First lead of the game here for JFK.
Interesting to see the Hawks with Sam Wenger guarding Nick Ryan to start. More of a physical presence to guard him, but he doesn't normally guard the perimeter, which is interesting.
Wenger has the ball now on the baseline for Highland. Gets it back up top to Alex Miller. Miller working against a tight defense on the right wing. Now he'll go baseline. Nice move. Body up against the glass. Shot no good. Rebound will come down to Matt Wagner. Wagner gives it up to Nick Ryan in the backcourt. Now Ryan across the timeline on the right. Picked up by Wenger. Now swings it left side to Swagger. Swagger guarded out there by Andrew Weaver. Now up top it'll go to Phillips. Phillips reverse spin against Logan into the paint. Up and in goes Henry Phillips. He's got his first two. Now a 9-5 lead for JFK.
JFK's gotten into the paint about every possession right now. Hawks going to have to get that figured out.
Pushing it inside. Highland has the ball in the front court. This will be Nick Wigton in the left corner. His shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to Christian Swagger. He averages five boards a game for JFK. Nick Ryan, it works in the front court. He'll be picked up top of the key by Wenger. Works right side, reverse spin into the paint. Now bounce pass up top. Phillips will pull up from three, short off the iron. No good. Rebound Wenger for Highland. Now here comes Miller with the ball for Highland front court. He'll go right side to Wenger. Wenger stutter step. Now goes left side. Logan Hershberger. Alex Miller left corner. Three. Nailed it. Alex Miller brings Highland back within 1-9-8. His first three of the game. Nick Ryan now working across the timeline. Now go right side against Wenger. Spin move to the paint up off the glass. And in. Nice move.
Strong. Really strong move. Physical. It's good.
11-8 now, JFK with the lead. Alex Miller front court for Highland. Logan Hershberger on the left wing. Alex Miller gets it in the left corner. Thought about the three, pulls it down, now goes right side. Andrew over Weaver. Now back in the left corner. This is Alex Miller. Baseline inside to Andrew Weaver. Nice pass. Couldn't handle it. Picks it up. Hershberger right wing. Now Alex Miller down the right corner. Three ball. Got another one. All tied up. 11. 3:24 to go. First period of play here. Brady, this is as tight as we thought it would be, coming right out of the gate.
Yep.
There's a three from Ryan deep on the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Logan Hershberger. Highland with a chance to take the lead. Here comes Alex Miller, front court. Picks up a dribble, top the key, hands off to Wigton. Wigton picks up his dribble. Now looking, goes right side. Andrew Weaver, he'll take a three ball. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Nick Ryan. Went way up in the air. Ryan grabs 13 boards a game for JFK. He's got it in the front court, had it knocked out of his hands, picked up by Swagger. Now left side, Phillips. Phillips, jab step, the glass up and in on the left side. Nice move. Phillips has four. Another lead change here as JFK goes back up 13-11. Logan Hershberger now for Highland with the front court. This will be Alex Miller. No one works against the defense, right side to Hershberger. Hershberger up top now. This is Wigton. Wigton high on the right. Bounce pass, right block. Wenger now back to Wigton. Wigton from 18-foot. Shot no good. Rebound will come down to Swagger. Coming up on 2 minutes to go. Period number one. Island down two. And knocked out of bounds. We'll get the first turnover of the ballgame. That one out of bounds off of Nick Ryan.
That's how you know you got two good teams here. 6 minutes into the game, we get our first turnover, but both teams shooting it extremely well. When both teams have gotten a couple passes, couple reversals in a possession, they've gotten a really good shot, and it's worked out for them. When they haven't, then, you know, it's basically a shooting turnover.
Absolutely. Ashton Schrock now in for Highland, checking into the ballgame along with Zeke Boddicker. Ashton Schrock goes left corner to Wigton. He'll throw up a three ball from the left corner. Shot no good. Rebound fought for. Picked up eventually by number 11, Dom Ryan. He's checked in for JFK. Ryan will give it up to Henry Phillips. Now Dom Ryan with it high on the left side. Picks up his dribble. Foul line extended left. Throws it up to Phillips up top. He'll reset. He'll swing it now left side to Swagger. Swagger works baseline against the defense there by Caleb Yoder. Now Dom Ryan goes baseline against C.J. Yoder. Dom Ryan kicks it up top. This is Swagger. Jab step now backs up behind the arc. He'll reset. Good defense by Island. Swagger still with it out on the right wing. And there's a good, there's a five call. Great defense over there. As Caleb Yoder just hounded him, gave him no place to go. So that's turnover number two on JFK.
Good to see the Hawks finally settling in a little bit on defense. Nick Ryan's one of the best athlete scorers I've seen, and probably the Hawks will see all year.
Yeah, he is an athletic specimen out there. Moves up and down the floor very well. Highland with the basketball now. This will be Ashton Schrock. He'll swing on the right side to Miller. Schrock, top of the key. Swings it left side, C.J. Yoder. C.J. Yoder goes right side to Miller. Miller, foul line. Left side, Schrock. He'll go foul line. Dribble penetration, working left side, and he got fouled. Nice move there by Schrock. But Brady, he is quick.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for the Hawks, because he's of his size, he's a 6'3 guard essentially, but he's also the strongest person on the floor. And so the Hawks are essentially having to have their post players, their forwards guard him, which presents a challenge in itself.
Absolutely. Ashton Schrock gets the inbound pass now for Highland. Now Alex Miller in the left corner. He'll go baseline, cut off there, nowhere to go. Back up top to Schrock. He'll swing it right side. C.J. Yoder saves it from going out of bounds. 37 seconds to go here. Period one, Highland down two. Schrock kicks it left side. Alex Miller, thought about the three. He'll pull it down. 30 seconds. Schrock on the left side. Dribble drive, nowhere to go. Kicks it back out. Now back to Alex Miller. Miller works left side. Oh, a nice spin move to the basket by Miller. No good, but a rebound comes down to Zeke Boddicker. Boddicker with the offensive board, and he'll give it up top now to Caleb Yoder. Right side, Miller, three ball, no good. Rebound comes down to Boddicker. Two offensive boards for Boddicker. 8 seconds, Schrock with the basketball. Highland's got to go. 5 seconds, Schrock works left side. All the way the hole, Ashton Schrock above the glass and in. As time expires, Highland's going to tie it up 13-13 on the drive by Schrock. Don't go away, it's high school basketball here on WKLM.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Bowman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
Be sure to stay tuned immediately following the game night for high school scoreboard here on WKLM. Brought to you tonight by Rhodey's IGA in Millersburg. Michael Hammond will update you on all the scores from around the area all the way up until midnight. Your first quarter numbers, courtesy of Brady Schlabel, had Highland go 3 of 7 from three-point range, while JFK was 1 of 2. Highland 2 of 6 from the floor. JFK is scorching 5 of 5. Neither team attempted a free throw shot. Both teams grabbed a 4 rebounds. Highland no turnover. JFK just 2. JFK basketball to start the second period. Tay Ward knotted up at 13. And this will be Nick Ryan with it over on the right wing. Guarded out there by Wenger for Highland. Bryan, nice little swing dribble, tries to go baseline, cut off, went off his leg, out of bounds. Good defense there. Good defensive rotation on the baseline by Highland.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Nick Ryan's going to be able to penetrate now, so getting that second line of help side over early is important.
Third turnover sends the ball back over to Highland. 13-13 is our score. Ashton Schrock into the front court now for the Hawks. He'll go left wing to Alex Miller. Quick move into the paint. He's going to find Wenger in the right block. He couldn't handle it. Went out of bounds. There's Highland's first turnover. Ball will go back over to JFK. Good ball movement. Wenger just wasn't ready. JFK basketball now. Ashton Schrock will apply the pressure in the backcourt. This is Phillips. He'll work it across the timeline on the left side. Now Garisitano on the left wing, guarded by Alex Miller. Garisitano up top to Phillips. Phillips guarded by Schrock. Swing it left side, knocked loose by C.J. Yoderit. Picked back up by Matt Wagner. Wagner with the ball. Back to the basket. For up top, and there's going to be a whistle and a foul. They're going to get Caleb Yoder going for the steal. That will be JFK basketball. They'll have it in the front court, opposite side of the scorer's table. C.J. Yoder will check out. Nick Wigton back in for the Hawks. And Garisitano, the 5'11 junior, will inbound for JFK. Phillips will take it in the backcourt, and here we go. Schrock applies the defense at half court, swings it left side, Wagner. Now Swagger with it on the left wing. Swagger picks up a dribble, now finds Phillips on the left side. He'll just pull up from three, shot no good. Loose on the floor, picked up by Alex Miller. And what? He had it knocked out of his hands, but he'll stay here with Highland.
Really impressed with this JFK team early on. They moved the ball well. They're disciplined defensively, so it should be a good one.
Absolutely. We're tied up 13-13. We're getting our money's worth thus far. Highland basketball, this is Alex Miller. He'll work in the front court. Now swing it over on the right side to Caleb Yoder. Nick Wigton, left side, three ball on the way. Back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Sam Wenger. Now they're going to find Wigton down the left block. His shot up with the left hand, up and in. How about that second chance opportunity? Wigton has seven. Highland up now 15-13. Our third lead change of the game. JFK into the front court with the basketball. This will be Garisitano. He'll work against Miller. Garisitano drives to the left side. Kicks over to Swagger. Swagger up top to Phillips. Phillips swings it left corner to Garisitano. Guarded by Miller. Garisitano works it back up. This is Nick Ryan. Ryan, he'll back it out. Ryan with 4 points on the evening thus far. He'll hand the ball off on the right side to Matt Wagner. Now Wagner to Garisitano. He'll dribble into the paint. Lost it. Still loose in the floor. Picked up by Ashton Schrock. Turnover JFK. Schrock front court. And what? It went off of Schrock's hands. He lost it out of bounds. Turnover on the Hawks. Their second.
Starting to get up and down a little bit. I know Mark talked about that in his pregame interview. First quarter, a lot of half-court basketball, really sent down defensively, and now they're starting to go a little bit.
Well, you heard him say they don't want to get into a track meet with JFK. They'll run when they get a chance. Nick Ryan has the ball now for JFK into the front court. This will be Phillips. He'll kick it up top. Garisitano, three ball, in and out, no good. At the rebound, is going to come down to Swagger. Offensive board for JFK. Garisitano will reset top of the key, guarded by Alex Miller. Bounce pass up top, Nick Ryan. He has it top of the arc, guarded by Wenger. Ryan swings it right side. Garisitano now with the basketball. 5:08 to go. Highland up 2, 15-13. Garisitano goes baseline, cut off by Alex Miller. Good defense by Highland. Nowhere to go, and there's going to be another takeaway and a steal. There goes Caleb Yoder the other direction. Yoder left-hand layup off the glass, up and in. Transition bucket there for Highland on the steal, up 4, 17-13. Nick Ryan front court now for the Eagles. He'll find Phillips over in the right wing. Logan Hershberger's got the defense, and there's another good defensive play by Caleb Yoder. And they're going to say that went off the hands of the JFK player, so turnover on JFK.
I think Caleb got a hand on it, and then he tried to catch it going out of bounds, and Hawks end up with the ball.
He did a good job with his offhand getting into that passing lane, Brady.
Yeah, it's tough to do as a defender, get that head turned on the backdoor cut. Yeah,
absolutely. Highland basketball now. Ashton Schrock will work it into the front court. He'll give it over to Caleb Yoder, high on the right. Up top now, Wenger. Now left wing over to Schrock. Schrock goes on the left corner. Now this is Caleb Yoder. He'll dribble baseline left side. Swings it over Nick Wickton. Right wing three ball. In and out. No good. Tipped around. It's offensive board. Sam Winger. He went up for the shot. Lost it. And went out of bounds off of Hylam. Give the team a rebound over to JFK. That's going to give Hylam a chance to set up in a little full court pressure here. As they'll retreat and pick him up at the half court line. Nick Ryan across half court, guarded by Winger. He'll work on the left side now. Tries to go baseline, cut off. Good help side there again by Yoder.
Yep.
Garrisitano picked up by Schrock on the left wing. Hylam did a good job pushing him out behind the arc. This is Phillips now. Guarded by Hershberger. Now he'll penetrate the three-point line. There's a shot up by Phillips through the contact. Good job with the body to get that foul.
JFK hasn't subbed much this game. Hawks sub five. They play 10 kids, and you can see that kind of starting to wear on JFK a little bit, not as able to get into the paint on offense.
Brady, I don't think we'll find too many teams that go as deep as what this Hawks team does.
No, and they've got so many people that can guard the ball and guard the ball at such a high level that it really can wear on teams as the game goes on.
Absolutely. Phillips knocks down that first free throw attempt. He's an 83% free throw shooter. C.J. Yoder checks in for Hylam. Out will go Caleb Yoder. Well-deserved rest after some great defense. Phillips will have one more remaining.
Might be the first free throws of the game right here, I think.
It was indeed, yeah. Brady. He missed that one. Rebound comes down to C.J. Yoder for Hylam. And Ashton Schrock will now walk it across the timeline for the Hawks. He'll go foul line, kick it over left corner. Wigton, three ball left side. Got it. Wigton's got five in the second. He had five in the first, 10 on the game. Hawks up 6, 20-14. Phillips, he'll find Swagger in the left corner, throws it up top. LaMarcus Provid in the ballgame now for JFK. Logan Hershberger will apply pressure to him out by half court. Provid picks up his dribble, nowhere to go. Gets Dom Ryan now top the key. Ball loose in the floor. Ryan picks it back up. He'll find Nick Ryan high on the right. Ryan working against Winger. Good defense by Winger. Good help by Schrock. Cut him off. There's a deep three by Phillips and knocked it down. Wow.
About 6 feet behind the line.
What do you do about that, Brady? Nothing. Schrock for Hylam now. He'll bring it across the timeline. Left hand now to the foul line. Into the paint. Kicks it down in the right corner. C.J. Yoder. Three ball. Bingo! Hylam lighted it up from outside. Lead 6, 23-17. Here comes Nick Ryan. Ryan into the paint. Up against Winger. Up and in. Got two. Hylam quickly into the front court. C.J. Yoder. He'll go over in the right wing to Winger. Winger will hand off to Logan Hershberger in the right corner. Hershberger will work it back up top. Now Schrock go left side. C.J. Yoder now left corner. This is Wigton. Wigton against Ryan. Mono-e-mono. Had his strip in. There's a turnover. Got it out of his hands. And here goes JFK. Swagger with the basketball into the front court. 2 minutes to go. First half of basketball here from the Reese Center. Phillips gives it over to Ryan on the right wing. Ryan's just stepped back. Deep three ball back iron. Long rebound's going to come down. Going to be saved inbounds. It's going to go to Schrock. Schrock will get the rebound for the Hawks. Here goes Logan Hershberger. All the way to the hole. Shot up. No good, but he's fouled. Drew the contact from Dom Ryan, so Logan Hershberger is going to go to the free throw line.
I think JFK is starting to settle in a little bit. That one was also about 5 feet behind the line, so they're starting to find their groove.
Ryan rose up and let that one fly to no avail. That's going to send Logan Hershberger to the free throw line 4-2. That one up on the way and got it. The Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting serving you for the past 25 years. They're located in Millersburg and serving surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs.
Hawks just sub five there. JFK sub two. So got seven new players on the floor right now.
We'll catch up to who those are for Hylam. Logan Hershberger at the free throw line. Caleb Yoder is back in. Alex Miller. And here comes for Hylam is Andrew Weaver checking back in. Out will go Logan Hershberger. Zeke Bodiger on the floor for the Hawks. As well as Kate Beachy. Brady, as you said, Mark Schlabel is rotating the players. They're not keeping fresh legs on the floor.
Yeah, they are. Ball pressure, they're picking up full court now, so really making these JFK guards have to work for everything.
JFK basketball in the front court. They tried to get the ball in the Dom Ryan inside, tipped outside to be picked up by number 20, LaMarcus Provid, and he hit knocked down a three ball. Just what they needed to bring him back within 3, 25-22. Hylam front court now. This will be Alex Miller. Miller back up top to Caleb Yoder. Finds Miller on the left baseline. Back up top to Caleb Yoder. Swings over on the right side. This is Zeke Bodiger. Now Cade Beachy, three ball from the left side, no good. Tipped out. Rebound will come down to Alex Miller, getting the offensive board. Now he'll go right corner. Andrew Weaver going to go baseline. Back up now, Miller on high on the right. And nice no-look pass to Weaver on the block, up and in. Wow. Five-point Highland lead, 27-22. Nick Ryan, front court for JFK. He'll find Garisitano cutting to the bucket, and this will be proven. He'll let it fly from the left side, no good. Offensive board comes down to Wagner. He'll give it up to Garisitano out on the right wing. 39 seconds to go here, first half. Garisitano guarded out there by Alex Miller. He'll hand off. Now this is Wagner. Wagner inside. Now it'll be Dom Ryan on the right block, up and in. Good ball movement there. Ryan got his name in the scoring column with 2 points. 27-24, Highland lead. Highland will get across the timeline. They'll play for one. Caleb Yoder is going to hold it out by half court. Coming up on 10 seconds now, Caleb Yoder with the ball. He'll go. Gives it up to Alex Miller. 7 seconds. Miller goes with the left hand. Now going to be double teamed up top. Alex Miller, three-pointer. He'll let it fly off the front iron. No good. And that's where the first half's going to end. So a first half in the books here from Highland. They got a 27-14 lead. We'll be back with the first half numbers after this on WKLM.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church. Others are coaching youth. And some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric. Always here for their members. Always here for their community.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving company. Specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Check out this building and business for sale at 180 West Front Street in Kilbuck. Listed by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $400,000. Operating as a convenience store for 50 years, this building is a two-story historic brick building with the majority of the main floor as a convenience store. That includes liquor, tobacco, wine, and lottery license all in with the sale. All coolers, inventory, and items are also included. The second story and a portion of the main floor is unused. For more information, or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Nolan Mackey at 330-231-0028 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Keim Home Center in Charm is adjusting hours for the winter season. We invite you to visit us during our updated hours to assist you with your home, building, and woodworking needs. Our new store hours will be in effect January 13th, 2025. We will be open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.,
Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to noon, and closed on Sunday. Visit us at KimeHome.com for more information.
Liker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
We want to remind you at the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing our Thread and Ink Player of the Game. That player will receive a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Halftime score here from the Reese Center, 27-24 Highland. It's been a good one here. We'd be tied up 13-13 after one period of play. Highland gets his 27-24 lead at halftime. They've done it this way. Alex Miller has 6 points on the night for Highland, while Logan Hershberger would add 1 point. Andrew Weaver has two. Nick Wicken has 10 points. Lone player in double figures for the Hawks here tonight. Ashton Schrock with 2 points. C.J. Yoder has three. And Caleb Yoder has two to round out that scoring total of 27 for Highland. For JFK here on the evening thus far, Henry Phillips leads the way for them. He has 8 points on the night. He had four in each quarter. Dom Ryan has two. Nick Ryan, their high score, has been held to 6 points. Highland doing a great job defensively on him. LaMarcus Provitt has a lone three in the second quarter. And Matt Wagner with 5 points. He got all those in the first quarter for JFK. That is their scoring total of 24. Halftime score is 27-24. Now with your team numbers, here's Brady Schlabel.
Yeah, the Hawks are shooting 5 of 13 from the three-point line, while JFK is shooting 3 for 7. Both teams around 40% there. Hawks 5 of 12 from inside the arc, that's 42%, while JFK is shooting an efficient 7 for 8 from inside the arc for 88%. Both teams are 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Hawks with 9 rebounds, JFK with 7. 5 of the Hawks' 9 rebounds coming on the offensive end. And then turnovers-wise, Highland's got 3 and JFK's got 6.
Well, Brady, you commented earlier here in the broadcast here about quality basketball. We've only got 6 turnovers. 2 teams like this, you know you've got good ball teams on the floor.
Yeah, of course. Both teams taking care of the ball. I thought Highland point guards did a really good job of getting into the paint that second quarter. Had some kickouts for threes and then, you know, a couple no-look passes for layups as well. So Hawks are going to have to keep attacking the paint, and JFK is going to have to get back to that.
Well, Highland's done a good job getting Nick Wicked in his looks. He's got 10 points, had some nice open looks from three. On the other side of that, Nick Ryan for JFK, he's had trouble getting the shots off tonight, Brady.
Yeah, he has. Sam Wanger's doing a really good job on him, and the Hawks are there in gaps early and taking away his driving lane. So either they're going to have to continue to move the ball a little bit more, maybe open up some driving lanes for him, or he's going to have to start distributing a little bit. But, I mean, his physicality, he's so strong. Every time he drives, you have to bring two or else he's probably going to score it.
Well, we've noticed that. We saw some very physical, athletic moves out of him at times here in his first half. You would have to think that he's going to look, become more of a dominant scorer in the second half, Brady.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, to be honest, this reffing crew doesn't call a lot of fouls. And so part of this game is, you know, the Hawks are very physical on the ball. They do a good job getting in front of you. And so JFK is going to have to learn to be okay with that a little bit and continue to attack.
Well, you mentioned the referee crew. They were kind of invisible this first half, but a very good, clean first half of basketball here. I mean, both teams playing at a very high level.
Yeah, you know, when you get high-level teams like that and refs that just let them play, you know, it becomes really good basketball, because on the defensive end you have to play really good defense or else you're going to get scored on, and then on the offensive end you have to move the ball and continue to attack those driving lanes.
Well, you talk about defense, and this is what we've seen out of this Highland team all year, but I mean their defensive rotation it has been outstanding here. They're getting doubles on the ball when it gets down low. They're just doing a great job of shutting everything off of JFK.
Yeah, and, you know, one thing I really love about the Hawks is a lot of teams, you know, it's easy to just switch everything, switch every ball screen, switch every back screen, stuff like that. The Hawks don't switch anything. The guy that they start the possession guarding is usually who they end the possession guarding. And, you know, even when they do overhelp a little bit, they got somebody else helping them, and then they all get back.
Well, and that speaks to the quickness of these kids on the Highland team, because they're about as quick as I've seen in a long time, Brady.
Yeah, and especially on the ball. That's what really wears down, you know, these teams like JFK. The Hawks played 10 players both quarters there. And, you know, when you're standing at the free throw line and you're tired and you're catching your breath and you see five guys coming in for the other team, that's a hard scene.
Well, and you mentioned here at Highland, they run a lot of people in and out. Fatigue may be starting to show up a little bit in that first half for JFK, Brady.
Yeah, and you'll see here probably the first 4 minutes, JFK will come out with a little more pep in their step, and then as that quarter goes on and that pressure continues to happen, I would expect them to wear down a little bit. But, you know, credit to them. I mean, they've surprised. They're a well detail oriented team. They play extremely hard. So, you know, a team like this, it may not catch up to them as much as it would some other teams.
Absolutely. Well, we're not far from getting underway here. We're going to step aside for a quick break. We come back, it'll be a second half of basketball action. Don't go anywhere. It's a good one from the Hawk Center here at Highland. Back after this on WKLM.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Half number two, Highland on the floor will be JFK basketball here. And next game will be Highland basketball to start the second half. Hawks will have it going right to left. They'll send Nick Wigton, Alex Miller, Andrew Weaver, Sam Winger, and Logan Hershberger out for the second half of action. There's the whistle. Nick Wigton has the ball, and he gets it inbound to Alex Miller, and we are underway. Miller front court. Bounce passes high on the right side to Logan Hershberger. Miller will get it back. Now he works on the right side, guided over there by Swagger. Ball's going to go down on the right block. They're going to get Nick Wigton on the travel. Shuffle his feet down there. Nick Ryan cut him off the baseline. Just the fourth turnover for the Hawks. So ball will go back over to JFK, and this will be Garrisitano. He'll work it up against the pressure being applied by Alex Miller. Across the timeline, gives up to Swagger. Now Swagger gives it up to Wagner. Wagner on the right side, now back to Garrisitano. Garrisitano picks up his dribble high on the right, looking, still nowhere to go. Bounce pass now to Swagger. Swagger got it way away from the basket by Andrew Weaver. Wagner with it on the left wing. Now left corner's Phillips. Phillips works against Hershberger. Hershberger pushes him baseline. Good defense by Hershberger. Shot no good. Hershberger gets the rebound. Here's Alex Miller, front court. Fake pass to the right side. Shot no good. But rebound comes down to, we're going to say Andrew Weaver had it, but he got tied up. And the jump ball will go over to JFK.
Hawks showing some full court pressure here.
Garrisitano with it in the backcourt. Alex Miller will pressure the basketball. He'll walk it to the timeline. Now across the timeline is Garrisitano. He'll keep it. Now go to the right wing. Picks up a dribble. Passes up top to Wagner. Wagner works the left side against Wigton. Ball knocked loose. Turnover on JFK. Sam Winger picks it up. Winger pushes front court. Gives up to Wigton. Wigton right side. Andrew Weaver inside. Sam Winger on the right block. Wide open. Up and in. Winger with his first two. Highland up 29-24. Great ball movement by the Hawks.
Yep.
Garrisitano in the right corner now for the Eagles. Trying to find Ryan on the white block. Defended well by Winger. Now Garrisitano up on the right block, guarded by Miller. Bounce pass to Ryan down the baseline. Lost it out of bounds. Turnover on JFK.
JFK's kind of forced things the last few possessions. One pass really trying to do a little bit too much with it. Hawks get really good ball movement on the other end, and they get a good look at it.
Looks like they're really trying to push the ball into Ryan here to start off this second half. Alex Miller now with the ball for Highland in the front court. He had a poke loose, picked up, and gives it to Wigton. Wigton will just stop and pop top of the key for three, no good. Tipped around out of bounds. They'll say it went off of JFK. It'll stay right here with Highland. Highland substitutions. They'll get Ashton Schrock up off the bench along with Caleb Yoder. Out will go Logan Hershberger and Andrew Weaver. Schrock will inbound for Highland. He'll be opposite of the bench on the sideline. Now Alex Miller has the ball for the Hawks. He had it tipped loose up top, loose in the floor, still loose in the floor, going to be picked up. That's now picked up by Wagner. So turnover on Highland is number five. There's Garrisotano. He'll stop for a three-pointer in the right wing. No good. Rebound comes down to Caleb Yoder. Caleb Yoder, front court. Hands it off to Nick Wigton on the left wing. Wigton takes off, goes baseline, the right, left side, up and in. What a drive by Wigton.
Really good physical drive there. Got the bump early, and JFK's help came over too late.
7-point leads there. Highland, biggest of the night now, 31-24 for Highland. And this will be Ryan. Ryan will give it up to Wagner. Wagner down the right corner to Garrisotano. Now the right wing. Looks against Miller. Tight defense by Alex Miller. Garrisotano still in the right wing. Now crossover step. Gets him free in the paint, but he lost it. There's going to be picked up by Caleb Yoder. Another turnover by JFK. Schrock in the backcourt. Now back over to Alex Miller. Front court for Highland. Right wing. Fake to the right side. Kicked it back to the right corner. Up top now, Ashton Schrock swings it left side. Wigton left corner. Good ball movement by Highland. Wigton drives into the paint. Right-hand shot up off the glass. Rattles around and got it. Timeout, JFK. 9-point lead for Highland, 33-24. Don't go away. It's boys high school basketball here on WKLM.
Sugar Valley Meats and Sugar Creek is offering the following specials for this New Year's holiday weekend, the 27th through the 31st. You can save on pork shoulder roast, $2.99 a pound. Boneless pork chops, $3.99 a pound. Snow floss sauerkraut, $2.19 per 2-pound bag. Fresh rope sausage, $3.29 a pound. Sugar Valley Meats is located on Dutch Valley Drive. For more information, call 330-852-4423.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Troy, that last possession for the Hawks there, they had six passes, moved it around well, ended up getting a nice, easy layup at the rim. Meanwhile, JFK last few possessions, I feel like they've tried to go a little bit more iso ball. Nick Ryan's kind of standing there calling for it. And then even when he does catch it, he doesn't have anywhere to drive because the Hawks are in those lanes. So would like to see JFK start to move the ball a little bit more like they did the first half.
Hawks very unselfish on the offensive end. They play great on the defensive end. They've got a 9-point lead, 4:36 to go with third period. Here we go, JFK basketball. Highland will full court pressure. Wigton pressures the ball. This will be Dom Reiner bringing it up against Nick Wigton. Dom Reiner, 6'2 fullback, runs over Sam Wenger.
He was probably falling a little bit too early there. He was there, but probably fell a little bit too early.
Yeah, he
man.
Almost got the Oscar on that. But hey, I'll give Sam Wenger credit for standing there taking that, because Dom Ryan's not a little fella, Brady.
No, not at all. He's strong. And when he gets moving, you know, he's trying to finish that thing for sure.
Listen, this is a 6'2 senior down there. He probably goes 220, and he is in good shape. Dom Ryan's first free throw attempt up on the way, and no good. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle. Let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. While there, ask about the Starbright Car Wash plan. Take care of the outside of that car as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road at Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. Dom Ryan hits his second free throw attempt. He's got 3 points. Ball goes back to the Hawks. 33-25 is the lead. C.J. Yoder down the right corner. This is Nick Wigton. Now Caleb Yoder. Back to Wigton, high on the right side. Wigton crossover dribble into the paint. Left side now kicks it over to Caleb Yoder. Yoder now to C.J. Yoder, high on the left. Right side, Schrock. Schrock into the paint. Up top, C.J. Yoder. Left side, Caleb Yoder. Three ball. Got it! There's that ball moving again, Brady.
Yep, I think that was 8 or 9 passes. Nick Wigton not forcing anything. I feel like he could get a shot anytime he wants. But good ball movement. End up with a wide open three.
11-point lead. C.J. Yoder playing some great defense in the half court. Had it tied up. JFK calls a timeout. So we'll take a break. Don't go away. It's boys high school basketball here on WKLM.
Stop in for the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through New Year's Eve at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have 31 to 40 count easy peel raw shrimp, $4.98. 41 to 50 count raw peeled and deveined shrimp, $4.98. 21 to 25 count peeled and deveined raw large tail off shrimp, $6.48. 20 to 40 count peeled and deveined large Argentine red raw shrimp, $8.98. 9 ounce lobster tail for $15.98. King crab legs for $24.98 a pound. Take advantage of these sale prices during the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through December 31st at Rody's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply. With maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Get total service for your jewelry at the jewelry store with a free cleaning and inspection, and all the repairs are done right there in their showroom. That's the jewelry store at 97 West Jackson Street in historic downtown Millersburg. JFK basketball coming out of the timeout. They'll have it in the front court. Ball be inbounded right in front of their bench. And this will be Provet to inbounds. He'll give it to Phillips. Now on the left side, he'll swing it over to Swagger. Swagger guarded by Caleb Yoder. Swagger dribbles up top. Now gives it over to Nick Ryan. He's got the ball high on the left side. Now dribble drives the paint. Shot up off the glass. No good, but he traveled. Boy, Schrock did a good job getting in front of him and holding his ground, forcing him to shuffle his feet.
Yep, he was there early in that gap, and you know, ends up shuffling his feet.
Ashton's going to beat most people to the gap as long as he knows where they're going. He is quick.
Yeah.
Ashton will bring it into the front court for Highland now. He'll have it high on the right side, guarded up there by Schwager. Pass it on the right side. Caleb Yoder, he'll drive into the paint. Shot up with the right hand, no good, but he's fouled. He was pushed when he went up. So Caleb Yoder's going to go to the free throw line. They're going to get Preston Garrisitano on the foul, his second.
You can see the fatigue starting to set in a little bit for JFK, especially on the offensive end. Thought they came out of that timeout there with some good ball movement, but it ends up in a turnover. So they need a good possession here, down 12.
Caleb Yoder now with his 6 point on the night with that free throw made. Second one up on the way, no good. And tipped around. It's going to be picked up there by Nick Ryan. So rebound goes to Ryan for JFK. Ryan brings it across the timeline. And he's harassed there. They're going to get a foul called. Oh, no. Ball is loose on the floor, and that would have been Caleb Yoder diving after it. He just knocked it out of bounds. Boy, Brady, when this Highland team just keeps running these defensive guys at you, it's got to wear you down mentally and physically.
Yeah, especially for a point guard, you know, Phillips here. He comes in averaging 18 points a game. Right now he's only got 8, so I'm sure he's getting a little frustrated.
And there's a shot by Phillips. Went for naught. Rebound come down to Caleb Yoder. And here comes Highland with the basketball. Under 3 to go, third period. They're up 12, 37-25. Ashton Schrock has it over on the right side. Now give it to Wigton. Left wing, a 3 up and in. No good. Rebound to come down to Swagger. Swagger into the front court. This is Dom Ryan. Ryan tried to find that Nick Ryan down the baseline, threw it out of bounds. And Brady, you can see the frustration setting in.
Yep. Bad pass on the side of JFK there leads to a turnover. Nick Ryan definitely thought he should have had that one.
Absolutely. So for Highland, in will come Alex Miller. Out will go Nick Wigton to catch a breather. Ball goes back over to Hawks. That is the 10th turnover on JFK. Here comes Ashton Schrock now into the front court for the Hawks. He'll work with the left hand out of the foul line. Right hand floater up and in. Nice move. Schrock has 4. Highland lead now 14-39-25. Nick Ryan, the 6'3 senior. They've held him to 6 points on the night so far. He'll give it up top to Phillips. Phillips swings it over on the right wing to Provet. Provet down to Dom Ryan on the right block. And what? They'll get him on a hook on the offensive end. Yes, indeed. Ryan took off the basket and kind of did that little chicken wing and hooked him.
Yeah, you know, it's games like this for a team like JFK where they're not used to being down 14 points in the third quarter. They're a high-level team, and so, you know, every little thing that doesn't go your way, the frustration starts to set in. You know, you don't like the official's call. Your defense isn't as good. Hawks attack for an open layup. Then on the offensive end, offensive foul.
There you go. Highland in control here now as they're up 39-25. Alex Miller with the basketball now gives it up to Schrock. Schrock bounce pass on the right block. This is Zeke Bodiger. Bodiger up the left hand. His shot no good. Rebound, Caleb Yoder. Offensive board, throws it down the right corner. Three-pointer up by Alex Miller, no good. Bodiger gets another offensive board. 2-1 possession for Bodiger. Now Schrock into the paint, kicks it down. C.J. Yoder, three right corner, no good. Rebound comes down this time to Nick Ryan. He throws it way up ahead to probe it into the front court. That's one way to beat the defense is throw over top of it. Now he finds Garrison Tunnel on the baseline. Back up top. This will be three up by Wagner. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Caleb Yoder. Now Alex Miller front court into the paint. Now Ashton Schrock in the white wing. Up top, Alex Miller. He'll stop and pop from three. Shot no good. That's going to go out of bounds in the right corner. Give JFK the offensive team rebound.
Sure, Mark would have liked to see a little better shot selection that time. You know, we've talked about it a couple times, that up and down kind of game can wear you out. You can't take bad shots when you're doing that.
Probably a little quick on the trigger.
Yep, would have liked to see a great shot that possession instead of a good one.
39-25 your score. 1:03 to go, third period of play. Highland has extended their lead here, as JFK's only put 1 point up here thus far in the third period. And Brady, they're having trouble getting the ball across the timeline at this point.
Yeah, really good defense by Alex and Ashton up front.
Knocked it out of bounds. JFK will have to reset out by half court on the opposite side of their bench. And here they go. Garrisitano, front court for JFK. 50 seconds to go, third period of play. Phillips, high on the left. He'll find Garrisitano down in the left corner. Garrisitano looks for Dom Ryan. He's got him now on the left block. Kicks it back up. This is Phillips in the left wing. Three ball shot up, no good. Tipped around, and Nick Ryan's going to get the offensive board. His putback, no good. Rebound comes down to Caleb Yoder. He'll give it to Alex Miller on the left side. In the front court goes Miller for Highland. Now they'll reset. Schrock will get it top the key. They'll play for one. 20 seconds to go, third period. Alex Miller will get it back from him. Now 18. Miller out by half court. He'll go back over to Schrock. They'll trade spots. 12 seconds. Now Schrock will go. 10 seconds on the clock. Work off the screen by Bodiker. Now goes on the left side. Gets to Alex Miller in the paint. Miller all the way. The hole up and no good. But he got fouled. Nice drive by Miller.
Really good end of the quarter play there for the Hawks. Get the attack downhill. And JFK's late on the help side.
Preston Garrisitano picked up the foul. His first. That's going to send Alex Miller to the free throw line to shoot two. First one up off the irons, no good. 1.7 seconds to go here, period number three. Miller will have one more remaining. That one up on the way and got it. 7 point for Miller. There's a ball inbound at the front court. Price tipped out of his hand by Bodiger. He'll still get the shot off and no good. It would have counted. It was a three that didn't go. So three in the books and Highland in control here, up 15, 40-25. Back after this on WKLM.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests, from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Highland up 40-25. They outscored JFK 13-1 in period number three. Your third period numbers courtesy of Brady Slaybaugh. Highland going 1-6 behind the arc while JFK was 0-3. 0-3 from the field was JFK. Highland went 4-6. Highland was 2-4 from the free throw line. Just 1-2 for JFK. Highland grabbed 7 rebounds to 5 for the Eagles. 4 turnovers for the Eagles and just 3 for the Hawks. And Highland basketball to start off the fourth period. This will be Ashton Schrock. Schrock will give it up to Sam Wingard. Now back over to Schrock on the right. They're going to find Logan Hirschberg on the right block. Great cut. Missed a layup, but he tipped around, and that Wingard's going to get the offensive board. His putback no good, and that rebound comes down to Dom Ryan. Highland had a couple good looks there, just didn't convert. Eagles have the ball now into the front court, down the right corner. This will be Phillips. Phillips now over to Nick Ryan in the right corner. Reverse dribble, double teamed at the baseline, cut off, gives it back to Phillips. He buries a three from the left right wing. That's 11 points now for Ryan. Lead down to 12, 40-28. And there goes Ashton Schrock to the basket. He just went off his foot, turnover on the Hawks. That's number 7. JFK looking to do a little damage here if they can get another bucket. Get this back to 10. And there's Dom Ryan, fell down the backcourt with it. He got the pass up ahead to Nick Ryan in the front court. He'll hand it off on the right wing. This is Phillips. Swing it left side. Garrisitano. Now Swagger down in the left corner. Guarded by Andrew Weaver. He'll swing it over to Henry Phillips. Now top of the key. He'll go left hand. Now down the left corner. Swagger. And there's a good denial by Wenger for Highland. Sam Wenger. Great job with another turnover there. And there goes Nick Wickton all the way. The hole in the front court for Highland. Missed a left-hand layup. No good. Rebound comes down to Nick Ryan. Ryan up ahead. Garrisitano cut off baseline right. He'll give it up to Phillips, right corner. Back up to Ryan on the right wing. Guarded by Schrock. There's Nick Ryan. Ryan works left side. Now picked up by Wickton. Wickton stays on Ryan. Now behind the arc. Gives it up to Dom Ryan. Dom Ryan guarded by Schrock. Knocked loose in the floor. Jeez. Picked up by Logan.
Great on ball pressure. Man.
How'd you like him harassing you all night, Brady?
I would not.
Nick Wickton in the paint for Highland. He'll elevate, shoot with the right hand, up off the glass at him. Nick Wickton, you can see his game starting to go to another level, Brady.
Yep, really, really starting to create his own shot, especially for this Highland team. That's something important for them. Need people over-helping onto him so the other shooters can get shots, too.
Absolutely. Phillips has the ball now, gives it on the left side. This is Garrisitano. And what? We're going to get a foul called on Highland. Off the ball, we'll see who they got here. They're going to say 24. They're going to give that one to Nick Wickton, his first. Just Highland's first team foul. Ashton Schrock will check out. Alex Miller checks in. Eagles basketball, left side of the basket baseline. They'll give it in the right corner. This is Garrisitano. Garrisitano guarded by Alex Miller on the right wing. Now he'll work right side. Stutter step, goes baseline. And forced him out of bounds. Good job using that baseline as your defender.
You just said Ashton checks out, Alex checks in. As an opposing point guard, you don't like to hear that.
Well, they look the same, they get after you the same, and they're quite annoying, Brady.
Yeah.
Great defensive effort again here by Highland tonight. They've held this high-powered Eagle team that averages 72 points a game. They've got 28 thus far. Drying up the wet spots on the floor down there. This will be Nick Wickton. He'll inbound in the backcourt for the Hawks. Remind you to stay tuned immediately following the contest for the high school scoreboard here on WKLM. Michael Hammond will be reporting on all the area scores from around the area up till midnight. Brought to you tonight by Rudy's IGA. Miller has the ball for Highland in the front court. He has it on the right wing. He'll dribble baseline and just hand it to Dom Ryan. Turnover on the Hawks. Ryan, front court. Just kind of run over Logan Hirschberger, no call. Back up top to Swagger. Right side, Garrisitano, guarded by Hirschberger. Garrisitano trying to find some room. Hirschberger not giving him any. Garrisitano still with it on the right wing, starting to throw a little elbow at Hirschberger. Garrisitano tied up, finally got rid of it. Now down the right corner, this is Phillips. Phillips guarded by Wickham. That was knocked out of his hand by Hirschberger on the help side. Garrisitano picks it up. Nowhere to go. And almost had his pocket picked by Hirschberger. Pretty good defense there, Brady.
It's great D by Logan Hirschberger there for like 16 seconds.
Seemed like about 16 minutes if you're the ball handler. Wow. just not, I mean, they're pushing them out behind the arc. They're not letting them get anything inside at all.
I mean, you talked about JFK's scoring average. As, you know, a team, there's a lot of things that you can prepare for coming into a game, but defensive pressure is something that you just can't mimic in practice. You can see it affecting them here.
Well, especially the pressure like Highland has. This will be Nick Ryan. He has the ball in the right corner, guarded there by Wenger. He'll be cut off by Wenger to baseline, and help side comes in from Caleb Yoder. Tried to go inside. We got a whistle and what? We're going to get a foul on Highland. I think they're going to get Caleb Yoder. Caleb Yoder, 6-foot junior for Highland, just gives you great effort all over the floor, both ends.
Yep, he's one of those glue guys that, you know, doesn't always end up with the most points or the most rebounds, but, you know, he gets the little tips, he gets the help side D, he's on the floor, he does all those things extremely well for the Hawks.
Free throw attempt up on the way by Nick Ryan is good. That's his first one tonight. 7 points for Ryan now on the evening. He'll have one more remaining. That one up on the way and got it. And we'll get a timeout with that. So 4:24 to go in the contest. Highland up 42-30. We'll be back after this on WKLM.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for December is Reuben Pizza.
Remember, at the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game. That player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Highland basketball, 4:24 to go. JFK in a little light full court pressure. As Alex Miller tries to bring it up, he's going to get taken away by Ryan. Garrett Sitano will pick it up now, get down the left corner. This is Swagger's three up on the way. No good. Rebound comes down to Alex Miller. Miller, the front court. He'll go all the way to the hole on the right side, up off the glass, and got it. Coast to coast goes Alex Miller. 9 points for Alex. Lead back to 14 for the Hawks, 44-30.
Big bucket for the Hawks. Come out of the timeout, turn it over. JFK gets a good look and an offensive rebound, then right back down at him for Alex.
Well, Ryan will see what he can do in the offensive set. He's going to find Matt Wagner on the left corner, wide open, shot up and in. Good pass by Ryan. Highland's going to get the ball into the front court, and this will be Sam Wenger. He'll give it up on the left wing to Nick Wigton. 3:30 to go. Wigton will throw it up to Schrock. Highland's going to look to burn some clock here. Schrock works it right side, gives it to Alex Miller. Miller with it on the right wing. Going to find Sam Wenger on the right block. Had it slapped out of his hands as he went up for the shot. It'll stay with the Hawks.
Yep, you said it. Move the ball. Right now, Highland should be looking for a great shot every time down the floor.
Don't need points. They need the clock to go down. 3:17 to go. They're up 12. Schrock gets it on the inbound. They'll find Nick Wigton. Three ball on the left wing. Got it. You can do it that way, though.
Yep. That's a pretty great shot for the Hawks.
Well, when Nick Wigton's taking that, he's got 19 on the night. He just hit a season average. He averages 19. Highland up 47-32. And there's going to be another turnover taken away by Schrock after the deflection by Caleb Yoder. Up ahead, Sam Wenger. Wenger, corner. Three ball on the way by Wigton. Got another one. 22 for Wigton. It's all Highland, 50-32. 2:40 to go. Nick Ryan has it now on the right wing. He'll give it to Garrett Sitano. Up top, Phillips. Swing it left side to Swagger. Caleb Yoder on the defense. Now left corner, it goes to Wagner. Wagner picks up his dribble on the left wing. Now gives up Nick Ryan. He'll have it down the left corner. Double team down there. He'll move up to the left wing now. This will be Ryan going to the left block. He'll pull up from 12. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Alex Miller. Coming up on 2 minutes to go in the contest. And Highland in control. They're up 18 points. And we'll get a timeout called by Highland here. So we'll take a break, come back to wrap this one up after this here on WKLM.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. While there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash plan. Take care of the outside of that vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. Though Highland has the basketball on the timeout, this will be Ashton Schrock. Under 2 minutes to go in the contest. C.J. Yoder has it now for Highland. Now this will be Caleb Yoder at the foul line. Ashton Schrock, they're going to find him going to the hole on the left side. Schrock's left-hand layup, no good. Rebound comes down to Dom Ryan. Ryan quickly up ahead. Henry Phillips will stop from three on the right wing shot, no good. Tipped out on the floor, picked up there by Garris Itano. He'll get the offensive board. Dom Ryan has it now on the left block. Tried to find Nick Ryan on the right block, and he turned it over. So picked up there by Caleb Yoder. Ball goes back over to Highland. C.J. Yoder down in the right corner. Back up top, Schrock. Caleb Yoder turned it over. Nick Ryan took away the pass up top. He's going to go left side all the way the hole up and in. Count it and one as Schrock fouled him. Well, you see the athleticism of Nick Ryan right there. Ashton Schrock was hanging on him going to the hole. Still had enough strength to get that up in and make the layup.
Yeah, you know, I feel like he kind of faded into the distance for the last quarter or so. But, you know, good players, they get their own on the defensive end. He gets a nice steal, goes down, finishes it at the hole.
That might have been one of the easiest looks he had there, and might have had to do it from getting the defensive steal.
Aside from the free throws, that was probably his easiest.
Absolutely. That free throw's knocked down by Ryan. That'll get him up to 11 points on the evening.
Good to see Caleb Mishler in the game for the Hawks. He had a knee injury to start the year. It's his first playing time of the season.
I know they've been looking forward to getting him back. That'll just make this team more effective. And there's a left wing three by Mishler. Shot was no good. Rebound came down to Swagger. Swagger now to Garris Itano. 50 seconds to go. Nick Ryan has it high on the left side for the Eagles. Defense being applied by Boddicker. Ryan will just pull up and shoot a long three. No good. Rebound comes down to Boddicker. Caleb Mishler with the rebound. This will be Cade Beachy in the front court. Now Ashton Schrock. Schrock into the paint. Kicks it down in the right corner. Mishler, baseline. Back up. Right wing Schrock. Up top, C.J. Yoder. He'll swing on the left side to Boddicker. Up top, Cade Beachy now for Highland. Now gives it up to Schrock. 18 seconds to go. Highland just looking to burn the clock here, as they're going to get an impressive victory here tonight over a very, very, very good Warren JFK team. 8 seconds. Highland's going to dribble this out. Caleb Mishler's going to hold the ball over in front of the Highland bench. 3-2-1, and that's going to do it here from Highland. As the Hawks get a 50-35 victory, we'll step aside, do some math, come back and wrap it up after this here on WKLM.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mbbsystems.com. MBB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
For sports information anytime, call the WKLM Pomeranian Hospital Sports Line at 674-PLAY. Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeranian Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeranian has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeranian provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeranianHospital.org.
And we're back here at the Reese Center as Highland will go 6-0 on the year as they've defeated Warren JFK by a score of 50-35 in convincing fashion. For Highland tonight, it'd be a close one starting off. They'd be tied up 13-13 after one. Highland would just have a 27-24 lead at the half, but they would outscore JFK 13-1 in that third period of play to take a 40-25 lead at the end of three before getting this 50-35 victory. Taking a look at scoring on the night for Highland, they would be led in scoring by Nick Wigton. Nick averages 19 on the season. He had 22 tonight. He outdid himself. Nick did that on, he went 4 of 10 from three-point range. He went 5 of 9 from the field to give him his total of 22 points on the night. He would lead all scorers. Alex Miller would have 9 points on the night, next leading scorer for Highland. He would do that as well on 2 of 6 from downtown and 1 of 5 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Andrew Weaver contributed 2 points. Logan Hirschberger with 1. Sam Wenger would have 2 points. Ashton Schrock with 4. C.J. Yoder with 3. And Cade Beachy would have 6 points to round out that scoring total of 54 Highland. On the other side of the fence here for JFK tonight, frustrating night for them as they would only get to 35 points on the night. They would be led by Henry Phillips and Nick Ryan, two players in double figures for them. Again, Phillips would have 11 points. He would do that on 2 of 6 shooting from downtown and 2 of 4 from the field. He went 1 of 2 from the charity stripe. Nick Ryan, their 22-point or 27-point a game scorer. Highland did a great job on him, holding him to just 11 points on the night. Pretty frustrated all night long. He went he did not make a 3-pointer tonight. He went 0 of 3 from downtown. Went 4 of 7 from the field. He was perfect at the free throw line for 3 of 3 for his 11. Other scorers, Dom Ryan would have 3 points. LaMarcus Provitt would have 3 points. And Matt Wagner would contribute 7 points for JFK to round out their scoring total of 35. So your total night, 50 for Highland, 35 for JFK. Now for your team numbers, here is Brady Schlabel.
Yep, for JFK, you talk about a frustrating night. They shot 4 of 14 for 29% from the three-point line. Inside the arc, they were 9 of 14 for 64%. And then from the line, 5 of 7 for 71%. They have 14 rebounds on the night, 6 of them coming on the offensive end, and they finished the night with 14 turnovers. For the Hawks, they shot 8 of 22 from the three-point line for 36%. Inside the arc, 11 for 24, 46%. From the line, they were 3 for 6, and they finished with 20 rebounds, 11 of those coming on the offensive end. And then to wrap it up, they had 10 turnovers.
And Highland really dominated the statistics on both ends of the floor tonight. Defensively, they just did a number on this JFK team. But you look at the rebounding totals, the turnover, what they did tonight, this was a dominating performance by Highland, Brady.
Yeah, you know, you could just tell watching this game that they had a phenomenal defensive game plan coming in. They always had somebody in the next help line over. Yeah. You know, there was nowhere for Nick Ryan or some of these guys to get downhill and attack to. And, you know, once you get a little bit fatigued and you start to get some physicality that you're not used to, you don't want to bump around as much and get to the rim. And I think you could definitely see that on the end.
Well, absolutely. And you talk about the defensive effort here for Highland tonight. I mean, and you talk about their second line and their help side defense. I mean, that goes beyond the physical nature of basketball. There's some basketball IQ involved in that, knowing where that next pass is going to be, knowing where those passing lanes are at. And boy, the Highland guys just did a great job of being in those areas tonight.
Yeah, it is. It's knowing when to take your chances, yeah. When not to, when to just stay safe, keep people in front of you, but when also you feel like you can take some of those chances. You know, those coaches, they trust you to go make those plays, and on the defensive end of the floor, they delivered.
Well, they did indeed. So we've been talking about defense here all night. And, you know, we look at these numbers because it's time to give our player the game out here. So we look at numbers. A lot of times you go, well, it's the guy that scored 20 points or whatever. But tonight we're going to look at it a different way. The defense here did the job tonight. And, I mean, who do we give this to? There's so many great defensive players down the floor there tonight. But, you know, we talked about this. We thought Sam Wenger just did an excellent job. Again, his help side defense, his rotation. He drew some assignments on Nick Ryan tonight. He just did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, you know, Nick Ryan, guy who comes into the game averaging 27 points a game. I know at one point this year he's averaging 31 points per game, and he finishes the night with 11.
Yeah.
And, you know, that second half, I feel like he got a little bit tired and he got frustrated because of what the Hawks were doing, and especially Sam Wenger guarding him, you know, battling down there in the post. He tried to get a ton of post catches that, you know, he just really had to work hard for, and Sam made him work hard for those.
Well, Sam Wenger will be your player of the game tonight. He'll receive a free t-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel in Holmesville. Well, that's going to wrap it up here tonight from the Reese Center here at Highland, as Highland gets a convincing 50-35 win over JFK. We want to remind you to tune in again tomorrow night. They'll be right back in action as night number 2 of this first federal holiday showcase will wrap up here. Smithville versus St. Clairsville, that'll be the opening game at 6 o'clock. And then Highland will be back in action. They'll take on the University School. That game is slated for a 7:45 tip. We'll have that for you right here on WKLM, airtime approximately 7:05 tomorrow night. We want to give a special thanks to Michael Hammond back at Sports Central, taking care of business tonight, getting us on the air and making us sound good. And, of course, my co-host tonight, Brady Schlabel. Brady, good to have you sitting in here. We appreciate you being here.
Appreciate it. Always fun, Troy.
It was a good time tonight and a good time to see Highland get a victory here tonight. So, one more time from the Reese Center, Highland wins 50-35. Until next time, so long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.
WKLM Hometown Radio.
Broadcasting since 1988, this is Hometown Radio. FM 95.3 WKLM Millersburg and online at WKLMFM.com.